Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, tells us about the tearing apart of the Jewish nation after only 40 years of David HaMelech, 40 years of Shlomo HaMelech, 2.5 years of Shaul. After 80-some-odd years, Klal Yisrael is going to tear itself apart. And this had been prophesied. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent word through Achiyah HaShiloni that this was going to happen. But the time has now come, and it happens right away at the inauguration of the next king, which ironically didn't need to happen. As the son of Shlomo HaMelech, Rechavam, who the Nach has not told us very much about, just that he is the son of Shlomo who reigns in his stead, Rechavam should take power automatically. He doesn't need any kind of Mashiach. He doesn't need to be anointed. He doesn't need to be inaugurated. He just succeeds directly to the throne. Usually the only time that such a ceremony is needed is if there's some kind of dispute. So it seems here like some sort of dispute is already happening. The Radak says that the nevuah of Achiyah HaShiloni, that Yeravam was going to take hold of the 10 tribes, and that he was from Ephraim, which was always the great rival to Yehuda, was Yosef, in terms of rule, that prophecy had become widely known. And so the supporters of Yeravam, remember, Yerev Am, he fights for the people, want to try to find a pretext to bring him up. So they're pushing for a coronation ceremony. The Ralbag points out that Yeravam was still under death sentence from Shlomo, despite the fact that Shlomo himself has died. And so he, can't come back directly, but the Malbim adds, but the B'nai Ephraim are the ones who are pushing for this. And the location is an additional aspect of what they're pushing for. Vayelach Rechavam, says Pasuk Aleph, so Rechavam went Shechem. He went to Shechem for the coronation. Ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael lahamlich bo, because all of Israel had come to Shechem to crown him. But it was the people who demanded a ceremony, and it was the people who demanded it, that it be at Shechem. Now, Shechem is a place that, of course, to many of us resonates because it's a place of tragedy. In Shechem, Dina was raped. In Shechem, Yosef was sold into slavery. The entire city was exterminated by Shimon and Levi in their anger. But at the same time, Shechem was a very broad, large place that had room for the people to assemble. The brachos and klalos, when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, were uttered there. Yoshua gathered all the people at Shechem for a final address to the people. So it seems to have been a place centrally located at the crossroads of the highways that went east-west across Israel, and north-south, up and down Israel. So it was very accessible. It was also strategically important, because when travelers came in from Mesopotamia, they would come through Shechem. So it's a reasonable place. But for the B'nai Ephraim, Shechem is theirs. Shechem achad al achecha, Yaakov Avinu promised to Yosef. So Shechem was Yosef's place. And that put them in a feeling of power. They're on their own home field when Rechavam is coming. For his part, Rechavam felt that acceding to their wishes would be a good thing, because it was showing the people that he was a king of the people. Even a king of the Davidic line needs the people's support. It is evidence, Rabbi Alex Israel says, of the idea that the common people had great power in ancient Israelite society, as he says. Even after Shaul HaMelech was anointed, it wasn't until he got the support of the people behind him that he could rule with any kind of confidence. David HaMelech as well was designated as the future king and anointed, but until the people accepted him, he wasn't the king. So Pasuk Beis, however, the troublemaker, hears the story. Vayihi kishma Yeravam ben Nevat. And so it was that when Yeravam ben Nevat heard the news of the coronation in Shechem, Behu Odenu b'Mitzrayim, and he was still in Egypt, Asher Barach mipnei HaMelech Shlomo, where he had fled before King Shlomo, who wanted his death. Vayeshav Yeravam b'Mitzrayim. And Yeravam had settled in Mitzrayim. So Yeravam is down in Egypt. He had fled thither, there's a word, from Shlomo's wrath. And now he's going to want to come back, but he is extremely smart and savvy and strategic. And he doesn't instigate his own coming back. He waits. And Pasuk Gimel, Vayishlechu Vayekru lo. And so they sent and they called for him. Who sent? Yeah, Abravanel says the people sent for him. So that's the thing. He's not coming back of his own volition to try to be a rebel. He is waiting for the people to invite him back. And that is brilliant because it means he is fulfilling the will of the people. Vayavo Yeravam v'chol kahal Yisrael. And so that's when Yeravam decided that he was going to come to Shechem, coming back to his birthplace in the Holy Land. But with great ceremony, with great celebration, look, he's coming back over the border. And he came with all of the nation of Israel, with all of the multitude of Klal Yisrael. Vayedabru el Rechavam lemor. And with him at their head, speaking as their representative, they spoke to Rechavam saying the following. So Yeravam is suddenly the people's champion, the people's choice. The man his father had condemned to death. And theoretically, Rechavam would have been absolutely within his rights to put Yeravam to death now. Because he was brought back to Israel without permission from the king. But he was brought back to confront the king. And he's got the people behind him. And Rechavam looks around, one imagines nervously, at the assemblage arrayed practically against him and says, wait a minute, I haven't even been wearing the crown yet. I'm not even the king yet. And already they're challenging me and my authority. And that kind of prodding is going to push him in the wrong direction. And we're going to see that he's also listening to advice from the wrong advisors. And so he is going to react very badly to the pressure being put on him. Ironically, his name, Rechavam, widening the nation, was absolutely misplaced because under his rule, the nation is going to shrink hugely as the people abandon him.